Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson in for Rachel Miro. Los Angeles voters will have the final say on a sales tax hike or significant cuts to city services. LA's City Council voted yesterday to send a proposed half-cent sales tax increase to voters for approval. The hike would give Los Angeles one of the state's highest sales tax rates at 9.5 cents on every dollar. Voter approval would stave off $215 million in budget cuts. Commercial egg producers are suing over a California law requiring egg-laying hens be able to stand up and stretch their wings in their cages. Lawyer Dale Stern says cage size requirements are unconstitutionally vague for farmers who have anywhere between 6 and 50 hens within enclosures.
If multiple hens at the same time need to be able to perform that behavior, then the math becomes impossible.
The law, which voters approved as Proposition 2, has withstood two court challenges already. Jennifer Fearing, the California director of the Humane Society of the United States, says commercial egg producers are simply stalling on compliance. Former San Diego newspaper owner and publisher David Copley died in a car crash last night near his home in La Jolla. The cause of the crash is not certain yet, though police say it may have stemmed from a medical emergency while driving. He led the San Diego Union-Tribune from 2001 to 2009. It's been called a modern-day moonshot, revolutionary science, and the mother of all boondoggles. That's the National Ignition Facility in Livermore, California. NIF, as it's called, is a $5 billion taxpayer-funded superlaser project whose goal is to create nuclear fusion, a tiny star inside a laboratory. But so far, that hasn't happened, as KQED science reporter Amy Standen explains.
At first glance, NIF sounds like something out of a comic book from the 1950s.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane!
It's NIF, the world's most powerful laser, capable of creating nuclear fusion in a pellet the size of a peppercorn.
I think we're working on something far more far out and far cooler than anything in science fiction or fantasy.
That was Ed Moses, NIF's director, showing off NIF's target chamber back in 2008. The device was designed to point a laser the size of a football field, 192 lasers actually, at one tiny capsule filled with hydrogen, creating degrees of heat and pressure never before achieved in a lab.
We will raise the temperature of the target to 100 million degrees. That's higher temperature and more pressure than exists at the center of our sun.
So hot that the hydrogen atoms would enter into a state of controlled nuclear fusion. This is not nuclear fission, where energy is generated by splitting atoms, like in nuclear power plants, but the opposite, fusion, smashing them together. This is called ignition. It would put out more energy than the lasers had put into it. And that's radical. If scientists could make ignition happen at NIF, in theory, it could lead to a whole new kind of nuclear power plant, one that could run on water and create virtually no waste. At least, that's what had a lot of people very excited about NIF.
So I cannot wait for this to become a reality here.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger was there for NIF's dedication in 2009. So was George Miller, then the head of Lawrence Livermore National Lab, where NIF is based. Everyone seemed to believe that ignition was right around the corner.
I think we will get ignition. I think we will get ignition relatively shortly after we turn the facility on.
Now, fast forward almost 4 years.
We just haven't got it to burn yet.
That's Ed Moses this month. He's been doing a lot of these interviews lately because October 1st, 2012 was a deadline set by the agency that oversees NIF, the National Nuclear Security Administration, for NIF to have achieved ignition. But Moses doesn't put too much stock in deadlines.
We never guaranteed anything on any date. And, you know, people, have to sort of get used to that. In fact, that's what great science is.
Nevertheless, on November 30th, Department of Energy Secretary Stephen Chu will have some explaining to do. That's when he's required by law to tell Congress why NIF hasn't met its goal, despite costing taxpayers over $5 billion so far. For Christopher Payne with the Natural Resources Defense Council, this will be a giant I told you so moment.
This project has gone on a very long time. Billions have been invested. But to what end?
Payne's criticism of NIF, and he has felt this way since the early 90s when plans for NIF were getting started, boils down to two things: the project's expense and what you might call a muddled sense of purpose. What, in other words, is NIF for? Turns out there are three answers to that question. This is a NIF promotional video from 2009.
NIF will explore controlled nuclear fusion to ensure global security
enable sustainable clean energy, and advance our understanding of the universe.
Now, let's break this down. Reason number one, clean energy. We heard about that earlier. It is a very long-term goal. Even if NIF does achieve ignition, it could take decades to adapt that technology into a working fusion power plant, the kind that could actually power a light bulb in your house. And Payne says that with climate change, we just don't have that kind of time.
Humanity needs to change its ways now. It needed to change its ways yesterday. You know, fusion energy is a 50 to 100-year project with no assurance of success.
Reason number two, global security and weapons testing. This has always been the primary intent of NIF, and it has to do with the fact that actual nuclear bomb tests are banned worldwide. Because NIF simulates a nuclear reaction in a tiny pellet, you could test the strength of nuclear bombs without having to actually explode them. But Payne believes that's unnecessary.
We haven't had NIF for the last 20 years, and we've been maintaining our stockpile.
Officials with the Nuclear Security Administration disagree. They say we do still need NIF. But it's the third reason, to advance our understanding of the universe, that basic research piece that Moses is really emphasizing these days.
You know, the Higgs boson was just discovered at the LHC in CERN, right?
At a cost, he notes, of $10 billion.
Was it late? Was it early? Was it on time?
The answer, he says, who cares? This is the stuff of grand challenge science. You can't put a timeline on it.
It's not grand challenge if you know the answer before you start. And this is exactly that.
That's the case NIF's advocates will have to make to Congress at the end of the year. And it's worked so far. After all, NIF has something for everyone. Democrats like clean energy, Republicans like weapons security, but everyone likes a breakthrough. And at NIF, that's still out of reach. For the California Report, I'm Amy Standen.
And speaking of wishing on a star, it appears defeated presidential hopeful Mitt Romney was in the happiest place on earth yesterday, Disneyland in Anaheim. Though park officials would not confirm his visit, Twitter followers posted Romney sightings throughout the day. That's the California Report for Wednesday, November 21st, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Mary Van Voorhees Fund and the Fallas Family Fund for coverage of climate change. Chevron, committed to helping California grow by supporting small businesses and investing in education. More information available at chevron.com. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as balancing network traffic for improved performance. Barracuda.com.